Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. I'm your host, and today we're unpacking a really wild stack of sources.
Yeah, I am thrilled to be here, and this stack is absolutely fascinating.
Right. So we're essentially acting as detectives today. We're
Yes.
connecting ancient theological arguments about how to read the Bible with modern cognitive psychology, specifically why we fall for fake news.
It sounds like a massive stretch at first,
Right.
but the sources actually paint a very clear picture of why some people read a text and see literal historical facts, while others read those exact same words and see a symbolic story.
Exactly. And the answer isn't just about having faith, it's about cognitive architecture.
Yeah, the fundamental tension here is whether an allegory contains some inherent divine truth you have to decode, or if it's just a pedagogical tool.
A teaching illustration, basically.
Exactly. And historically, the sources trace this back to two big schools of thought. You had the Alexandrian school, think of Origen. They thought the text was a code. The truth was hidden inside the allegory.
Whereas the Antiochene school, and then later the Protestant reformers, they saw it more pragmatically. It was rhetoric, a way to make a point, but the real truth was in the plain historical sense.
Right. And that ancient split is actually causing massive issues today. The sources call it the seminary training discrepancy.
Oh, yeah, this part about the Catholic Church really jumped out at me.
It's a huge disconnect.
You have official documents like De Verbum saying scripture has a spiritual sense, right? But then seminaries teach the historical critical method.
Which treats the Bible like a normal cultural artifact.
It totally demystifies it.
It does. So you end up with priests who are trained to analyze the text as human history, but they are preaching to a congregation that desperately wants that mystical spiritual connection.
It creates a language barrier, a credibility gap, as the sources call it.
And it happens with mainline Protestants too. Pastors are often trained to view supernatural stuff as myth, but the person sitting in the pew, they usually want the plain sense literalism you see in more conservative denominations.
Because literalism feels safe. And I guess this is where we pivot to the psychology side of the deep dive.
Right. The sources argue this demand for literalism is actually driven by magical thinking.
Which we should definitely define. Because usually
Well,
when I hear magical thinking, I think of, card tricks or fantasy
that's for
novels.
sure. But in psychology, it's a specific cognitive mechanism based on system one thinking, that fast, intuitive mode of processing.
Okay.
The research defines it as a coping mechanism for anxiety. It's how our brains try to impose control on an unpredictable environment.
Right, so it doesn't mean people are primitive, they're just anxious. Like if I wear a lucky jersey so my team wins, I'm just trying to control an outcome I have zero control over.
That is the perfect analogy. So apply that to a religious or political text. If it's metaphorical, it's ambiguous.
Which causes cognitive anxiety.
Exactly. It's open to interpretation. But if the text is literally true, if it offers hard determinism, that anxiety vanishes. You get a solid foundation.
So the correlation between magical thinking and religious literalism is really just about the human need for security.
Yes. And that spills right over into leadership and politics with what the sources call the managerial mystique.
I love this concept. It's basically the idea that we attribute more charisma to a leader when we don't see how they do what they do.
Like a stage magician.
Right. If the effort is veiled, we just assume they have special powers.
Which explains why populist leaders thrive on vague promises. And that brings us to the most entertaining but highly researched term in the stack, bullshit receptivity.
It sounds like a joke, but it's an actual measurable cognitive trait.
Gordon Pennycook's research takes it very seriously. It describes the tendency to find deep meaning in pseudo-profound statements.
Vague utopian rhetoric that sounds amazing but means literally nothing.
Exactly. And the sources connect this directly to the illusory truth effect.
The idea that repetition creates cognitive ease.
Yes. If you hear a simple binary statement enough times, your brain stops fighting it. It feels familiar, so your brain mistakes that ease for truth.
Which perfectly explains why magical thinkers, people who crave control and certainty, gravitate toward leaders offering those simple choices. It soothes the anxiety.
The whole debate over reading a text literally versus allegorically is really a battle between our need for certainty and our capacity for analytical complexity.
That is the huge takeaway here. The texts and the rhetoric are just a proxy war for how we handle our own fear.
It certainly seems that way.
Well, before we wrap up, here's a final provocative thought for you to mull over.
Lay it on them.
If our brains are hardwired to mistake repetition for truth and vague charisma for competence, how much of your own political or spiritual loyalty is actually just a magical attempt to soothe your own anxiety? Thanks for joining our deep dive today.